In fact, the plan doesn't identify a specific school to close in the 2013-2014 fiscal year, although the projected savings match the amount the district could save by closing an elementary school. Trustee Andy Fanta and Board Vice President Kira Berman voted against the plan. Trustee Ed Jackson says he was in anguish over the plan, and he wants to make sure the public plays a larger role in the budget process moving forward.
Our plan is to hopefully have specific board meetings set up to talk to the public about specific budget issues and to also plan some specific work sessions to help bring ideas out and come up with innovative ideas to help our budget process and thereby the educational process.
Board President David Bates pointed out that there's nothing preventing the board from revisiting the deficit elimination plan at some point in the future, making changes, and resubmitting it to the state. Superintendent Diedrich Martin had originally proposed closing three schools, but the school board put forward some alternatives that would save the district the same amount of money. So instead of closing three schools, the district proposes to close one now. Additional revenue would come from the sale of two pieces of property the district owns. The plan also includes a reduction of 3 to 5 teaching positions. The plan is being sent to Lansing today, meeting a deadline that will allow the district to continue to receive payments from the state. Bob Eccles, WEMU News.